meeting to order for the City of Washington Board of Public Works and Safety, January 27, 2020. Approval of minutes that had been sent your way of the January 13, 2020 regular meeting.
I move we approve them as written.
Second that.
Councilman Dahl and Councilwoman Ash. And I approve the minutes as written. Discussion and approval of claims that was submitted to you by the council tonight. If I have any questions or have a motion to approve these claims as submitted.
I move we pay the bills.
Yep. Councilman Dahl, and I'll second that. And we have a discussion to approve the request for true scripts for no parking during business hours sign. Sign to hold a couple of spaces in front of their building at 513 East South Street for their visitors. They're trying to create some spots out front, and I'll let got a representative for true scripts here.
Good evening. Thanks for your time. When I came in at 6:30, I thought the meeting started then. I thought, well, Jim and Nitley, this must be pretty controversial. And as a county commissioner, I really appreciate just all this. We have our meeting tomorrow morning, and so this is great. But it was nice being able to sit on this side of the desk on that conversation. So, yes, as True Scripts continue to grow and continue to expand, we certainly do not want any special treatment whatsoever. The neighbors, you know, they're there first, and we don't want to be that business that comes in and says, hey, we need all these changes. So we've been here for about 7 years. We haven't asked the city or the county for anything, and that's really what we intend to do. We have about a $5 or $6 million payroll there. We'll be bringing on about another 20 or 30 individuals. We bought some property to the south of us to add some more parking. What's happening is we've got a rental place to the west of us who got kicked off the Napa parking lot, and I don't know how many units are in there, but there's just not enough off-street parking. So they come into our personal private spots, we kick them out of there, and then they just park in front of our business. And then, like, next Thursday, we got 20 clients coming in for a full-day seminar, and these clients are business owners. So we really try to draw them in so that we can help sell Washington indirectly. So we're just wanting to make sure that our handicapped spot and right in front of our door remains open for our clients. Our employees aren't allowed to park there. It is a public street, so, and we knew that when we built. So we're not telling you to do anything. We're just letting you know it's starting. I don't know how many cars are over there, but it's starting to impede on
I drove by there this morning before I came to work, a little after 7, and to the east side of the first parking lot, coming up South Street, there was one vehicle there. But they've got room, and we've talked about this with his other representative. There's about 6 parking spots from that, depending on the size of vehicles, from that first parking lot entrance to the second parking lot entrance there. There's probably about 6 parking spots, and what they thought they might request is us put a no parking for during business hours. From the east side back, just 2 or 3 spots. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know, whatever we see fit.
Is there a handicap spot there or not?
Well, we have a handicap access ramp. It's not designated as a handicap, but there's a ramp there. Because when they redid the street, we went ahead and redid the sidewalk. So so there's a ramp there, but there's not a designated handicap spot there.
You have a lot of parking spaces back in your parking lot, don't you?
Yeah, we have about 65 on our footprint, and then we'll have about another 80 on the south property that we bought.
Yeah, they take their employees take.
And we forbid our employees from parking on the street, so that it opens it up for that.
And you know, there are 2 or 3. There's like maybe 2 or 3 spots in front of the apartment building, and then past there, between the 2 parking lots entrances, so there's probably 6 spots there probably. I asked Brian, I didn't know if you had a chance to look at that.
Are you, Nathan, are you asking for just 2 or whatever will fit, or?
You know, it's whatever you guys are comfortable with. I mean, I don't know if we have an exact number. It's one of those things where we're not retail. We don't have clients come in every day. It just seems like Murphy's Law, no offense to Dwayne.
It's okay.
Oh, there you are. Whenever we do have clients who fly in or come in, there's always a broken down truck right in front of our door. And again, it's a public spot. So yeah. Again, they were there first. But
if the public's not allowed to park there during business hours, how do your clients coming in know that they can?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Well, the reason why I ask is the last time we had a request for approval, we ended up putting up signs, and I got 30 phone calls because people couldn't figure out how to park there after we put signs up. Yeah. And getting, is it this spot? Is it that spot? Is it all three spots? What do I do?
That's a great question, you know, Ryan. Because when she asked me about the 2-hour or 4-hour limit, I was like, well, like next Thursday, they're going to be on site for 6 hours. So right. Where do they park at? So I don't know it. In the county, we don't have to deal with
it. Maybe revise it to customer parking during business hours.
Yeah,
we've got a couple of those downtown, something like that.
Because if you no parking from 8 to 4 or whatever time you pick, then yeah, everybody's going to be confused.
Unless you tell a customer on the phone, hey, when you come, park out front, they're not necessarily going to know.
Yeah, most of our customers who come, they're business owners, so typically – I guess we do, so which means we probably need to dumb it down a little bit.
By saying that, I think that would be, if we decide to do something, that'd be more appropriate.
Yeah. And whatever you decide to do, we'll cover all the costs, any labor and the cost of the signs. We're not asking for a handout by any means. And if there's any pushback from the neighbors, if it causes any concerns, we're okay pulling them up. I mean, we want to be the best neighbor, we want to be the best business owners that you deal with in the county. So we're just here. We didn't know what the options were, so we appreciate you guys looking at it anyway.
No, I wouldn't do it.
How many parking
places
are
there? It's a liability issue because there's not an ADA.
There's only the street basically. Well, they let them park and their east side location. But most generally, they get out of there before they start working in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. And now there's people living in the garage out back and stuff. So it's just, I don't know how many people live over there. Yeah. But it's just,
The garage used to be an apartment back there, and they had one parking there, and then they got a couple out front, maybe three, out front of the apartment.
So do we have an ordinance now that says when you have an apartment building, you got to have enough parking spaces for the number of apartments?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. But the old ones it doesn't go back and cover the old ones.
No. That one predates.
Depends on when it was built. When it was added.
Yeah. That one's been there.
The BZA thing. That building has been there before the zoning code was put into effect back in the 1950s. So it's grandfathered in. Any apartment building that is built now has to have a parking space with a set number of parking places. So that one's sort of an anomaly.
We made some offers. We offered 2 or 3 times what they purchased the building for.
Yeah.
To make a parking lot out of it.
Yeah,
I built the company here. I was a kid from the West End. I mean, I want to make sure Washington's something we can be proud of. I could have went to Indianapolis or Chicago or Nashville or a number of other areas with my business, but we're here. We're going to expand on our current footprint. We'll have another $2 million expansion in the pipeline, which is why we bought the parking on the south side. Mm-hmm. But anyway, certainly not asking for any favors, but just wanted to bring it to your attention. And thanks for stopping by. I know you stopped by, and Brian, thanks for you stopping by as well.
Well, I wanted to get and I knew the area, but I wanted to just see what was really there because I know you've expanded it. It's a nice building. It's big. So.
I move we set up 2 to start with, customer-only parking during business hours.
I'd second that.
And then see how it goes from there.
Be great. Appreciate that.
If we don't get much feedback, later we can expand it down to the west a little bit more. Would you rather see it? Would you rather see those signs like to the east side, and come back to the west?
Yeah, it's a good question. I would say
probably get away from the
Because I'm not too if they take that very first spot past our west entrance there, that's usually not a big deal, but then it's when they get that second, third, or fourth one. So I would probably prefer it to be those first couple of spots, because They tend not to park too much further down.
Or like right out front, like in front of your door.
Yeah, because then they'll... Right. So whatever you guys feel makes the most sense for you guys. So we just appreciate you guys taking a look at it. And again, whatever the cost is, let us know. I mean, we can make a donation.
We'll get Brian to look at it and see about it, and he'll get that taken care of.
I think, Mayor, what we'll do when it warms up a little bit, we'll also paint the curbs in off of each entrance, the ingress and egress, and probably do parking space lines on the street, too, in front of the business.
And that motion, I didn't really say both Councilman Dahl and Councilwoman Ash made the motion to approve that. Those signs we put up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay. Do we have anything else for the Board of Works? Jerry
Sidebottom. I was just listening to the conversation, and we not me, but my brother-in-law came before the Board of Zoning and asked for a place to start a second stage rehab, and it was brought up that there was no parking for that place, but that place has been there for years also. So what's the difference between that place and then the apartment building?
I'm not sure the address, right? I mean, I'm not familiar with the address you're talking to.
It used to be a group home on Flora Street.
The difference on that one is that at the time the zoning code was put into effect, that house was still a single-family resident that was owned by the Littell family. And so it did not get a grandfather and exemptions. And so it's got to deal with the zoning code as written versus the building that they're talking about, which is the apartment houses, that stone apartment house, which existed prior to the zoning code passed in the late 1950s.
So when you came to, you was requesting a signs out in front of that, or what?
No.
Oh, okay.
We was trying to get
transition
zoning house like it was before the Littells bought it. It used to be a group home for people.
And it falls under the dormitory statute that was just passed last year, and the requirement for off-street parking. So that's the difference between the two.
And it went to the zoning. It didn't come here to this.
It did not.
Yeah,
no.
I didn't think I remember.
And I wasn't going to bring it up, but I just heard him say that, and I was just wanting to. And I'm not arguing your point.
I just wanted to know the difference. Pretty much the reason, I guess, you know, because the rules and laws they got there are not.
But it's still an apartment building, you know that. One family cannot live in that 7,500 square foot house. Mm-hmm. Or it's probably bigger than that. I don't even know how big it is.
Jerry, when I lived across the street, when I first came to town, one family lived in it.
It must have been a big family.
Okay.
A lot of room.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have anything for the board? Hearing none, I will call this meeting adjourned.
It'll be back to the
hey guys.